Welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name's Michael Sullivan, and on the line I have Dr. Babak Dehistani, and he is from the St. Vincent's University Hospital, where he is a lead researcher. Good morning, Dr. Dehistani. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm fine.
Now, a new drug, a new obesity drug has been found that can help cut body weight by over or by 11%. Tell us all about that.
Well, let me start with the new definition of obesity. We consider obesity as a chronic disease which requires long-term treatment. Actually, subcortical areas in our brain regulate our hunger and fullness. And the fact is that we don't have any control over these centers. So that's why we always say obesity is not your fault. This new medication, cagrilintide, is very similar to a natural hormone in our body, which is called amylin, and it works by inducing fullness. And afterwards, we consume less calories, we eat less, and it results in weight loss.
So, you mentioned a natural hormone in the body. I know that there is a disease called Prader-Willi. I think it is Prader-Willi disease, and I think that's where the body just doesn't have that. You absolutely don't. Well, part of the disease is that you don't have that, so you constantly want to eat.
Yeah, Prader-Willi is one of the genetic disorders, and you mentioned that correctly, so it's a very good point. But, you know, there are many reasons that cause obesity. Prader-Willi is one of them. For this chronic disease, we need some good treatments and medications and treatment plans to address this global issue. Regarding this specific trial, we conducted a phase 2 trial at 75 sites in 10 countries, including Canada, Denmark, Finland, Ireland, Japan, Poland, Serbia, South Africa, the UK, and the United States. So you can see it was a global trial, and we had different groups with different doses of this medication. It started from the lowest dose at 0.3 milligram to the highest dose, which was 4.5 milligrams. And obviously, we had placebo groups for each arm because it was a double-blinded clinical trial. So the results showed that in people receiving the highest dose of the medication, which was 4.5 milligrams, they lost around 11%, precisely 10.8% of their baseline body weight, which equals to around 2 stones for most people.
Now, I have to say, I think this is brilliant, absolutely brilliant, because a lot of people, to get that kind of same result, may go under surgery, isn't that right? We'll go for to close up kind of half their stomach.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this drug will actually stop the need for surgery.
Well, it's debatable. So at the moment, bariatric surgery is still the best treatment plan for people who are suffering from morbid obesity. We are talking about BMI more than 40, more than 45, more than 50. For those people, the most efficient treatment plan is still the surgery. But obviously, some people are not good candidates for surgery for many reasons. They can't do the surgery. They don't want to proceed that way. So for those people, if we have efficient medications like this new one, it will be a breakthrough.
Yeah, I'm the type of person, I don't even like earrings. I would never have an earring, and I will never want it on my children to get their ears pierced or anything like that. It's just, unless it's totally necessary, I don't believe you should get surgeries or any of these things done unless it's really totally necessary. So if you can provide a drug that can do the same job or close to the same job as surgery, I think it's great. And it'll help so many people.
Definitely. Yeah, I do agree.
So where do you see the drug going? Is it going to be, is there still a lot more work to be done with it?
Yeah, actually, to be honest with you, we have a long way to go. So we just finished the phase 2 clinical trial. So now we need to conduct phase 3. And I would say it may take around 1 or 2 years to have this new medication in the market.
And when it does hit the market, who do you see as who are the target group? Is it just going to be people who are obese, or is it going to be, will you see this as shall we see people using it as a diet as well?
So that's a very good question. We always consider some criteria to prescribe this medication. So this medication won't be over-the-counter one. So you need your doctor to evaluate your situation and your medical condition and everything. So at the moment, they suggest that this medication can be prescribed for anyone with BMI more than 30 or anyone with BMI equal or more than 27 with some obesity complications.
Yeah, and that's a BMI of 30 is quite large.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not talking about somebody who is going to be going on their holidays in a couple of months and wants to fit into the bikini. They're not going to be using it.
No, that's a very good question as well. The most important thing is that we always do risk-benefit ratio before prescribing a medication. So for those people, maybe the risk outweigh the benefit. So that's why we need to stick to some criteria to prescribe this medication.
Indeed, I can guarantee you, and knowing people as they are, you will get people trying to get it to do that sort of thing, to lose just a couple of pounds before they go on summer holidays.
That's true. So that's why the medication is a prescribed medication, and you need a doctor to assess the patient's medical condition thoroughly and then prescribe the medication for the one who really needs that, you know.
Now, tell me this. In Ireland, we've heard over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, how obesity is growing in Ireland. How bad is it?
Well, the fact is that Ireland is the second country in the list of obesity countries in the Europe. So the first country is Malta, the second place is for Ireland. So we can say that around 30 to 33% of people in Ireland are suffering from obesity or overweight. That's why we need the government to support more clinical research in that regard. So we need to do better clinical trials with bigger samples. I mean, we need to recruit more people to investigate the effects and the efficacy of new medications for obesity. The other thing is that most of obesity medications are very expensive. But at the moment, the available options in the market cost around 270 euros per month. Some of them 140 euros per month, which is quite expensive. And we don't have any supporting payment scheme for these medications. So again, we need the government to consider some supporting payment scheme for new obesity medications.
I tell you, I think it's a problem with most governments, and particularly with our own, is they have a tendency to be very narrow in the way they think. They don't actually think outside the box. If you have a population that is on the obese side, It's going to cost the government more through different hospital cares that are going to be needed, health cares that they're going to need. And if you spend a little bit of money on keeping people's weight down and supporting them to keep their weight down, you will actually save more money on healthcare.
Exactly, that's my point. So it's even a very, very judicious strategy, because at the end of the day, you spend less money, you know.
Yeah, well, the problem about is that all they think of is the budget this year and the budget next year. They don't think of a couple of years down the line, or 4 or 5 years down the line. They just think of the here and now. They don't think about that they will actually save money in the long run. It's a problem with most governments, is they don't budget in kind of a 5, 10, 15, 20 year strategy. They literally budget year to year.
Exactly. And I would say the first step to get the support of the government is spreading the word and the concept that obesity is a chronic disease. And like any other disease, we need a better supporting scheme for its medication. But my take-home message is, overeating is not the main cause of obesity. Indeed, it's the other way around. Some people eat more because they have the disease of obesity.
And tell me, what are some of the causes of the disease of obesity?
So as I mentioned earlier, there are some centers in our brain, so we call them subcortical areas, that regulate our hunger and fullness. The problem is that we don't have any control over those areas. So it's not like cortical areas in our brain that we make decisions with them. And that's why we say obesity is not your fault. So for some people, the set point is a bit higher in those areas of the brain. Then they need to eat more, and they gain more weight in comparison with some other people. So that's why we need some medications to address those centers in our brain. So it might be interesting for you. Nowadays, we don't consider obesity as a metabolic medicine disorder. It's more a neurology disease. It's more a brain disease, you know. So we need to exactly address the centers who regulate hunger and fullness in our brain to sort out this important chronic disease, you know.
This may sound a strange question to you, but could some of the problems with Ireland now be that, you know, people are feeling more stressed out, people are basically stressed out, worried, and also where we actually live in the globe, you know, in Ireland, where we're forced to be indoors and so forth a lot of the time. Can that be also a cause of it?
Well, environmental factors can play a role, but it's not the main cause. You know, the main cause are the issues in the regulating centers in our brain, but they definitely play a role. So that's why whenever we prescribe an obesity medication, we have at the same time some diet and physical activity counseling for a participant. And you said correctly that in Ireland some people can't do physical activity outside because of the weather and everything. But the good news is gyms are open now, so people can get back on track, so they can do more exercise. They can be more cautious with their diet. And we don't need anyone to live like a monk, because it doesn't work. Actually, the most difficult diets are not working. You may lose weight rapidly, but at some point you regain all the weight back. So the thing is that when you are on the obesity medication, it's really important to have mindful diet, and that means you need to eat lots of fresh vegetables and fruits with bright color, you need to cut the amount of simple carbohydrates in your diet as well. So these are the general advice. So, but we don't believe that any restricted kind of diet can result in better achievement in terms of weight loss.
It's what we used to call a balanced diet.
Exactly, mindful eating or balanced diet.
Balanced. And you know, I've spoken to a number of people over the last 12 months about exercise, and particularly as we all are getting a little bit older, and sometimes, you know, we can't get out with the weather. And I keep saying to people, if you have a stairs in the house, it's the best gym you can have. Whether it be
that's true. Yeah, climbing the stairs is very healthy, unless the people have some knee issues. So for people who don't have any osteoarthritis or, you know, knee issues, that's a very good exercise.
Exactly. And the other thing you can do with the stairs, and I explained that this one, and I started using it as this, is if you want to do push-ups, and you know, you're not going to do push-ups off the floor straight away. So you actually just stand at the end of the floor of the stairs, lean over, and you're on to one of the higher steps, and you just press up and down on that, getting yourself up and down, and gradually you can come down the steps as you get fitter. So, you know, there's loads of uses for it. And then, of course, there's the one, not just walking up the stairs, but just taking one step up, step back down, step up, step back down. Great things you can do with the stairs.
Exactly. And the most important thing is that we have to be consistent with our routine program for exercise, you know. So if you walk or jog around 45 minutes a day, do it every single day. So consistency is very important for physical activity. If you climb a stairs, do it, but do it every single day as well. So this is very important.
Yeah, but you see, I play golf, and I don't think she'd be happy if I went out playing golf every day.
That's a very good point as well.
But believe it or not, I do get out quite a lot. I could get out 3 or 4 times a week, so I am quite consistent in getting out. Hail, rain or snow, I'll get out, unless there's frost. They won't let you out on the course if there's frost, but other than that, I'm out all the time, as much as I can. And I was really delighted to hear you mention that even with this drug or any method, you will always prescribe to do it with exercise as well. Kind of lifestyle changes are what make the difference. Is that correct?
That's true. And you know, for most of the people, when they lose weight, they feel way healthier and they feel more mobile, and it has some very good impact on their on their mind and on their mental health as well.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. If you can get up and get out and do a 10, 15, 20, 30 minute quick walk around, it just changes your whole view on things so much. You just feel so much better. You have so much more energy. See, it actually seems a very strange thing, is that if you get up and do some exercise, you actually have more energy, not less.
That's true.
It sounds a little bit of a paradox, but that's what it is.
It is, yeah. That's a very good point.
Dr. Dehestani, many, many thanks for coming on and chatting to us this morning. And I wish you all the best in your phase 3 trials. And if you're looking for participants and you need a shout out, just give us a call and we'll give that shout out across the airwaves for you.
Thanks a million. I appreciate your time. It was a lovely interview, and have a lovely weekend.
And thank you too. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, there we go. That was Dr. Dehestani from St. Vincent's Hospital in over the south side. We won't blame them for that being over the south side, but chatting about a new obesity drug that has been found that can help cut your body weight by 11%, which is a huge amount and will be a huge benefit to a lot of people.